guys. This is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us online at lifecopeapp.com, or you can go to Instagram or Facebook under Life Cope LLC. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here, gives you an opinion on a variety of different subjects, or gives you an account of personal things going on in my life. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to the App Store, or you can go to lifecopeapp.com and download it that way. Alright guys, so this is episode 116, and it is part 3 of the weight loss series. So part 2, I was talking about some of the dietary changes, some of the mindset changes I had to do. And a lot of you had some questions about that regarding what exactly I eat. And some of the people that I know in my personal life that listened to the episode asked me at the festival, at the poetry festival, you know, what is it that I ate or didn't eat? And guys, literally, I didn't not eat something, or I didn't eat something else. I just cut down, like, what I normally ate. That's it. I cut down. It's like simple math. It's like, if you're not taking in as much as you used to before, and you have some sort of, you know, activity, like, you're gonna lose weight. You don't have to kill yourself to achieve it if you make it a lifestyle change, right? So anyways, so I just wanted to just say that tidbit, because I don't want it to be a misconception. Like, when I say I eat bagels and I eat all, like, I do, and I'm still losing weight and I'm still working on it. And yeah, sometimes I get bloated, and sometimes, you know, I overeat, and it's okay. Like, I'm human. It's okay to be human. Like, the point of a lifestyle change is that, like, you have flexibility, right? So don't kill yourself. Like, if you must have that thing today, a soda, a donut, candy, whatever it is, then have it. Just have it. Don't kill yourself, because it's going to be worse if you deprive yourself, because you're probably going to overdo it like 2 times fold. So just remember that. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about physical activity, because I'm sure it only makes sense, right? So once I started getting sort of better with my food and not overeating as much, and I started to see a difference in my body, I also wanted to accept my body as it was. And at the time, there was this like challenge thing on Instagram, and it was body positive women just dancing with their belly fat out and all that. And I could never post myself online like that, doing that. And I think it's awesome that they could. I'm just not comfortable with that much of me being seen like that, just moving, and just, it's too much for me. It's too personal. But I wanted to see that in the mirror. Like, I wanted to accept myself just like they accepted themselves, and they're smiling and happy, and I wanted that too. And I mean, I actually have some videos, you know, of myself doing that, and sometimes I watch those videos when I started to feel like I haven't seen a lot of progress or whatever. I'll go and watch them, because it helps. So, like, episode, part one of this weight loss series was, like, about accepting yourself as you were in the mirror. Like, this took a lot to go in that, like, hand in hand with that. Like, I literally, like, would dance as a form of exercise and cardio to have some sort of activity to go along trying to lose weight. But it was more like I was discovering my body and seeing it for the first time, alongside with accepting it. And it was very interesting, because I was afraid of the person in the mirror at first. I won't lie. It was hard to see my body, not because I didn't feel pretty or because I thought it made me ugly. It was just hard to accept that I had allowed my body to get that way because I knew I had done it with very unhealthy coping mechanisms, because at this point, my mental health was in such a good place that I understood that. I understood that the damage I had done to my body had more to say about my mental health than it had anything to do with my body. My body was simply a casualty of the havoc and the war that I waged on myself because of my mental health. Because I couldn't accept and I couldn't deal with things from childhood, things of trauma. You know, it's hard. It's hard being an adult and realizing how much you're still a broken child. And because I had my mental health in order, I understood that very, very well. And seeing myself in the mirror, I saw my body and I felt bad for myself in the sense that I felt like I had done a disservice to my body because I had just coped with food, because food doesn't say no. Food doesn't, it's not mean. Food is always comfort, it's sweet or it's savory, it's tasty. It's temporary satisfaction. And just like there's many different addictions in the world, food is one of them. And when you don't know how to cope with certain things in life, it becomes very detrimental. And so I would dance. And in my me dancing and getting cardio, I was accepting me for me and seeing the girl in the mirror and seeing the fat move around and just being okay with it. And eventually I danced more, and then I started doing yoga more and more. And it never escalated from there. I mean, I would hike during the summertime last year, but this year I really didn't do it as much as I would like to. So yeah, that's really all I did for exercise was dance. But do what makes you happy. You know, dance and yoga made me happy, and they still do, and that's that. Like, that's what I do. But if you find love in running, or if you find love in lifting weights, do that. I don't know. Try out different things. I've taken so many classes. I've tried out so many different workout plans. So I know, you know, like, I like weights, but honestly, I'm lazy. Like, I'm lazy to drive to the gym and do all of that. That's what I'm lazy about. Now, if I had, like, a home gym, I probably would do it more. But, like, a legit home gym, you know? Not just, like two dumbbells. But anyways, like, irregardless, I know that I don't like a lot of stuff. So I just, again, lifestyle change. I don't want to quit ever. Like, I want to always continue to feel healthy and have a balanced diet and still be able to eat good and what I want and still be able to, you know, work out here and there and still be okay and feel happy and content. Like, honestly, it's, I know I keep stressing it, and I know I keep going back to the mental piece, and I know that you guys are probably sick of hearing me go on and on, but honestly, it's like, if you can change the way you think, like, you can change everything. And I'm not saying you won't have to make some changes along the way. You will, but you're gonna want to make them. It's not gonna seem like a chore or like a bad thing or a negative thing. It's just gonna be your life. You're just gonna do, and that's the goal, where it's just normal. It's just what you do. So you never quit. So there's never that point where you're like, oh my God, I'm back to square one. Right? That's the whole point. That is the whole point, you guys. Like, I just want you to understand that. And it's like, I don't know how much I can stress it. I don't know how else I can say it. Unless I, like, talk to you in Spanish. Some of you might understand. No, I'm being silly. But seriously, work on your mental health. Please work on your mental health. Because when you work on your mental health, everything else in life will fall into place. Everything. Weight, love life, diet, like everything. And you will just see life with so much more clarity if you just work on your mental health. And you just remember, even in those hard, hard, hard moments when you want to give up, you remember, no, I can't. I've been working so hard. I've been doing so good. Be your own cheerleader. If no one out there is cheering you on, listen, don't wait for somebody. Be your own cheerleader. Don't do it for anybody else. Do it for you. Do it because you want to feel good. Do it because you want to feel the best that you can feel. And if that means staying where you're at right now, then stay where you're at right now. But accept it. Accept yourself as you are. And be happy for that. There's nothing wrong. Like, I don't want people to think that, like, you gotta lose weight. No. But you gotta get your mental health in check. Hell yeah, you do. Like, that, you have to do. You owe it to yourself. Because if you don't get that right for you, like, nobody else is gonna get it right for you. Only you can. So, go out there, get your mental health in order, then you will start making small dietary changes here and there until you start to make physical changes where you want to do more, you want to move more. It all comes. Everything will fall into place. You just have to start. That's all you have to do is begin. Find that starting point. Find it. And if it means you just start looking at psychology.com, you just start listening to podcasts more, you start reading more self-help books or articles, that's what you do. If you can't afford mental health, it's understandable. I get it. Things are expensive. But listen, there's so many resources. We have the internet. There is no reason not to seek something more than what you have. There's like no one in the world that can't be happier, that can't afford to have their mental health be better. And again, everything else will fall into place because this is not about a diet. This is not about a number on a scale. This is not about anything other than being the best you can be. And that means getting yourself in order and making sure that you take care of you first, because you cannot take care of anybody else in your life if you don't take care of yourself first. Guys, that's all I have for you. I hope you got something out of this. I will catch you next week. I don't know if there'll be another episode of this weight loss series. Maybe. I have some other things I'd love to talk about. But yeah, if you guys want to catch me on social media, you can do so by going to Instagram, NancyPants1989. My website, NancyIPerez.com. For us at LifeCope, you can go to LifeCopeApp.com or LifeCope LLC on social media. Guys, be happy, be healthy, be well, and I'll see you next week. Bye.